For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
We haven't been competitive in some time, in the last 3 years. We're not competitive enough to win a game, an extra game, to get 10 games to get to the playoffs, even though we know the playoffs are on the line. So right now, the Saints are in football purgatory. I mean, this is not up for debate or dispute. 3-9 playoff years. You barely scraping 500. You can't seem to get 10 wins. 10 wins would usually get you in the playoffs door. We can't seem to get it. We're picking up these guys. We got a quarterback that's $150 million who don't look like $150 million worth of quarterback. That's another thing that hits on the cap. Then you can't survive without keep on renegotiating contracts, because that's how the Saints are currently stockpiling their team. This is currently orchestrated by the man on the screen. So it's kind of kicking the Saints in the butt as they move forward. Now, that's why he's saying, now, hey, listen, I'm cautioning y'all. And we're not going to be able to be as active in free agency as we've been in the last several years or so. And next year is probably going to be the same thing, because he's looking at the numbers and realizing, damn, how are we going to do this? Eventually, we have older players that had to renegotiate contract. And now they have the Saints. If you look at the cap situation, there are players that have 9 playable years that the Saints will have to pay for over the next several years once they finish playing for you. And they're retired, you're still going to have to pay those people. That impacts everything that you got going on forward. And plus, on top of that, the Saints are not bringing in talent that's good enough to replace even the older veterans on the team. There's a, like I said, it's a talent gap between a DeMario and anybody else. No disrespect to Pete Werner, but he's not on DeMario Davis level. Is he halfway there? I wouldn't even say he's halfway there. I mean, he just played a full season of football for the Saints the first time last year. Willie Gay is on a one-year prove-it deal, and Mickey's doing one-year prove-it deals, a lot of these deals, because the future of the Saints is based on this year. Can the Saints be competitive enough to win the playoff? If not, he's going to have to fire his coach and start all over again. And he doesn't want to saddle the new coach or the new administration with the contracts, which they're going to be saddled anyway. He's going to be, well, if Dennis Allen doesn't make it this year and get the team to the playoffs, he's going to get fired. And whoever they bring in will be the guy that will have to take Derek Carr, who was part of the old administration, and see if he can make him work. So it's a very interesting dynamic the Saints have going on right now. Like I said, the Saints are in football purgatory right now. They are. 3 straight 9 playoff seasons. Will it break this year? You need talent to win. The Saints do have a lot of talent, but you're in a competition with NFC South teams as well as the NFC and the AFC, period. And if you watch how a team like Philadelphia, who is, I ain't going to say their heads and shoulders above the Saints, but man, you might as well say it the way they act. They act like they need 1,000 things to be at relative. Last year, they were making moves. They were making trades. And they were a team that, you know, that kind of fell a bit last year. But for the most overall situation, the Philadelphia Eagles have been a team that is constantly trying to maneuver and win to stay competitive. They're always trying to bring in talent to help them stay competitive. Now, they had some issues last year. They changed out their offensive coordinator, brought in a guy that could work with Hurt. But we're a couple of years removed from them going up into the big dance. You look at Philadelphia's this year. Look at this. We'll flash back to Mickey in a moment. Check a look at this. This is what Philly's doing, right? Look at all of the people that they've signed. You know, Julian Aquara, one-year deal. You know, Brandon Graham re-signed. Bryce Huff, they signed. Saquon Barkley. Zach Bowen. Matt Hennessy. Devontae Parker on a one-year deal. Is Devontae Parker better than Cedric Wilson? Y'all put that in the chat. Let me know. I say yes, but y'all tell me what y'all think. They got Chauncey Gardner back on a 3-year. So shout out to Chauncey. He got his multiple year deal. He finally got it, but it came with Philly. And they also signed Devin White, the former Tampa Bay Buccaneer guy, and then acquired Kenny Pickett, the former starting quarterback from the Pittsburgh Steelers, as their quarterback. That's what it looks like. And then, of course, Hassan Reddick is under, they're considering trading him, so they're going to get something for him. And there's trade rumors that Atlanta is looking, you know, with Hassan Reddick. That's a whole nother thing. But this is what Philadelphia is doing to remain or to be more competitive against a team like the Saints. Now, you can see this is what you do. And then they get really active in the draft as well. So like I'm saying, we can tell the difference between a team that is attempting to try to build themselves up, and you're competing with this as an organization. You're competing with stuff like this. So it's very interesting. So let's get back to Mickey. Here we go.
When you talk about like cleaning the cap, like Tyron's deal, for instance, mm-hmm. adding on that extra year, but kind of lowering the salary. Yeah. Is that kind of,
maybe it's all part of it. You know, all these things are, they're not independent of each other. They're all connected. It's a big puzzle. And that's what makes it complicated. Any one of these individual deals are not complicated, but you know, piecing it all together and having it planned out for a period of time, you know, 2 and 3 years out, that's what gets complicated.
Is going the pay cut route something you guys feel like you were able to do more a little this year?
The what route?
The pay cut route?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's... Yeah, you know, it's just like, again, I don't know how to answer that because it's all so connected.
What are some of the things you guys liked about Peterman?
Yeah, I think number one is his comfort level with Derek. He had some experience in the system, and so there was a lot of synergies there.
And then Chinoco, I believe, he worked with him too. Is there stuff that just he brings to that meeting room that's better valuable?
Yes, there's some connections there.
Is that signing also kind of maybe related to see where Jake is that, just in terms of whether he can seize that backup
now? Yeah, I don't think they're connected. We're excited about Jake. Excited about what he did for us his first year and going forward. So,
do you feel like he is maybe ready to step into that backup role?
We're gonna find out, aren't we? So, look, you need more than one quarterback, right?
With Chase.
All right, so let me stop it right there. Let me ask y'all this. Y'all put it in the chat. What do you think about Nathan Peterman? Right? Nathan Peterman, right? We got a highlight reel of Nathan Peterman. But how do you guys feel about Nate Peterman? Do you think Nate Peterman or Jake Haner will win the backup job? I know it's still early on. But what do you guys think? Y'all let me know in the chat. What do y'all believe will happen? Do you think Peterman or Jake Haner wins tonight? Damn, Slim. Tell me what you really think, brother. Peterman's trash. God, hey, listen, man. Listen, bro. Peterman might be watching this show, bro. All right. So y'all tell me who y'all thinking. All right, okay. Let me ask another question. All right, to the fam, y'all answer this, man. Anybody listening to me that can hear me, I want y'all to answer this question in the chat. Okay. Okay. Do you think that Nate Peterman is getting a lot of dislike because he's following Jameis Winston out and Jameis is popular? Now, be honest, man. All right. I said Peterman, bro. Jay Bello says his name is Peter. I said, no, it's not Peterman. It's Peterman, right? I'm saying it right. Isn't it Nate Peterman? Yeah, it's Nate Peterman. It's not Peterman. It's Peterman, you know? It's Peterman. But I'm saying, okay, so let me just say this. The question to the entire Who Dat Nation in the chat is Nate Peterman getting dislike because he's following Jameis Winston out the door? Okay, is that what's going on? Y'all feel it. Feel me in the chat. Y'all let me know what was going on there. Y'all tell me. All right. Okay, Darwin says no reason for Saints to take a QB at any point. Okay, Scoop says no Q. He simply isn't good. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Scoop. All right. All right. All right. Nah, it's spoiled. Nah, I think it's to spoil Derek Carr. Okay. Thank you, Gundam. Charlie says Peterman had 5 interceptions in 1 half. Okay. All right. It's okay. Jack said a man name is Loserman. Okay. Peter Pan says Reginald. Okay. Okay. That's why he sucks. Okay, Jay. Y'all not helping, man. So I'm saying, I'm serious about this one. I want y'all to answer this question. Is it the fact that Peterman is getting dislike from the Who Dat Nation because he's following? It's got to be Jameis to a degree because of the way the Saints handled Jameis Winston. A lot of people wanted Jameis to be around. So is it because I know the guy's not very good, but I'm saying, is it a little bit of that because of the Jameis situation? That's what I'm trying to ask the family members. So y'all just let me know in the chat. All right, let's go back to Bicky. Killing the man.
How do you guys feel about his knee? I mean, that was also the major thing.
Felt fine about it. Yep. We did, you know, like I said, we did our due diligence on all the physical aspects, and we feel good about him.
You guys also moved on from Michael Thomas, or back into an end?
Yeah, we'll see where that ends up.
Not sure how much you have to do with this, but how are Super Bowl preparations going, or would that be
I have nothing to do with that.
That'd be bad for Dennis.
That'd be good for Dennis, yeah. But look, I love the Super Bowl. And this is independent of me being with the Saints. I love the Super Bowl when it's in New Orleans. I loved it before I got here. I think we're the perfect city for the Super Bowl, and for up to me, it'd be in New Orleans every 2 or 3 years. And I think if it were up to a lot of people, that would be the case.
Could you expand on what you meant by, we'll see where that ends up with Thomas?
Yeah. No. What I said is what I said.
Okay. Oh, I guess it's like, is that door still open for you guys, or is that?
Again, I've already said I'm going to come in on that. So I don't want any more comments.
Mickey, what do you think about the lead trend, the competition passing the rule and the hip drop?
Yeah. Look, I think it was necessary. We understand the play and understand how devastating it can be in terms of injury, and so I understand it. Understand why we need to get it out of the game.
I know Riz has been doing a lot of work on the kickoff rule.
Yeah, role. Sure has.
Yeah, how would that change things if that gets passed? Like, does that change anything with how you build special teams?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I think that's part of the equation here. Is you know, and we don't have all the answers to that because we haven't seen it. We haven't really seen it in our league yet. So, how does that change the makeup of your roster? I don't think it's going to be real significant, but it'll be, you know, there'll be some tweaks. And look, we support that change. I think we need to do something to get the kickoff back in the game, and I think this is a viable solution. We'll see if it gets voted in or not, but I think the kickoff's one of the most exciting plays in our game. And so when you're down to only getting 20% of the kickoff return,
all right, so that's enough for Mickey, man. The biggest take that I got from the Mickey Loomis owner meetings 2024 is basically like he gave some good insight about and just kept it real on the aspect of a lot of people are looking for the Saints to be more active in free agency. They haven't. He kind of said the you know, the situation about trying to watch what happened during the COVID and it, that was 2019, bro. What was it? 2019, family? Wasn't that 2019? Y'all, I mean, it's them years getting beyond us now. But he was saying that and nothing to do with the mismanagement on their end. It's never their fault. But we know, honestly speaking, that the Saints have done this to themselves. We have. Not drafting correctly, not signing productive enough free agency, and not being able to pick up people that bridges the gaps between our starters and some of the reserves, like especially if you're in a situation where you have older veteran guys that you were blessed to have that you simply did not take the time to like, okay, we're fortunate to have a DeMario Davis. Let me tell you something. Before DeMario Davis became a New Orleans Saint, they were playing, and I said this many times, they were playing musical chairs at the middle linebacker position. They really were. Just go back and research all the middle.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Linebackers we had before DeMario Davis came here. Guys could not stay healthy in the position, and DeMario came and just simply solidified everything for years. It happened with Drew Brees. The Saints have, and I've been critical of them, because you were fortunate enough to have a quarterback that played as long as Drew Brees had. A lot of people don't have that. And a lot of times you have to be able to position yourself. You understand when the guy gets in his late 30s, it's time for you to have a suitable guy in place to be able to step in. So Drew goes into retirement. The young guy steps in after being under Drew for 2 or 3 years, takes the job and ascends. Saints failed on that measure. They was trying to get Drew. They signed Drew to play in his late 30s into his 40s, and he couldn't do it. And anybody could see that he couldn't do it anymore. But they were still trying to ride the Drew Brees train, which had long passed. He could not take you to that next step. He barely could get out of harm's way. We've seen that. They didn't see that because they were so encapsulated in making money. That's what it's all about. They don't want to disturb the money train. Now they're forced to because it's not the same. That's right, Scoob, James Laurinaitis. Yeah, there was a bunch of Stephon Anthony. Yeah, there was a ton of them, fam. There's a lot of people. James Laurinaitis was an absolute. That was a train wreck. Because he was good with the Rams, and he came here. The Saints got him on the back end of his career. He couldn't do anything. He got hurt, and it was awful. But we had DeMario Davis. And even though they got Pete Werner there, and they credit them for getting Pete Werner, Pete just got his first nine injured season. Just not the years prior, he was getting, you know. So when you're fortunate enough to get a guy like a DeMario Davis, sometimes it might not be a draft pick. Might be a guy that's on a rival team that's still young that can step in and do their thing, like Devin White, who went to the Eagles. You know, that could be a guy that still young enough to step in. He could be a DeMario, because we didn't draft DeMario Davis. We signed DeMario Davis after he played with other teams and he came in. Could have been the same thing with a Devin White type. You know, you see what I'm saying? Because it's not a, we don't get caught up in the draft. You have to get young veterans and bring them in that fit what you're doing. And Devin White could have been one of those dudes. You see? So like I'm saying, there's different ways how things could be created, but the Saints have not done a good job over those two things consistently over the last several years. And it's really telling. Now the money has to slow down. And that what's going to happen is if you can't get the most out of the guys that you sign and you drafted, you're going to fall woefully behind. And then, like I said, if the Saints don't achieve playoffs this year, Dennis Allen's done. It's over with. And truth be told, like that, the Who Dat Nation is such a strong and passionate family base that we like, we every year we put all our energy into it, but I'm just letting people know what I'm seeing. And I'm just reporting what I'm telling you is that you're in purgatory right now. You're in the football purgatory. Haven't seen the playoffs in 3 years. You seeing it, and we don't know how it is right now because all that stuff's still on paper. But let me tell you something, man. The way your rivals are loading up for their spaces and their places, and you got an offensive, your biggest, one of your biggest need in my estimation is the offensive line. And you bring some guy on there who showed some starter capability, but you don't know what he's going to bring. All of some of the top offensive linemen that could really help you, they're off the board, could afford to pay for them. And now we have to try to see if we can maneuver in the draft to get guys to come in and help you. And you know what Bill Parcells always says, that a rookie counts as a loss. Especially if you have to put a rookie on the offensive line to protect your team's blind side of your quarterback, who's another big thing. And of course, you have to install a whole new offense. You have to have the players there. It's a new offense that's there for the first time in a long time. It's a lot of stuff that the New Orleans Saints team is dealing with right now, besides the issues of money and the cap issues, the poorly drafting, the not functioning enough to get the situation happening with veterans that's coming in here. And now the cap stuff starting to slow down. Oh, boy. It's not looking good. But then again, we'll see how it all shifts when it gets to it. So let's move on to Dennis Allen's. I mean, not Dennis Allen, but this is Dennis Allen's boss. But this is the top dude before you get to Gale. Before you get to see Gale, you got to see this gentleman right here. This is Dennis Lucia. He doesn't say too much about football often. But when he does, we like to listen. So let's hear what he had to say about the Saints and where they're headed. Here we go.
Now, football-wise, I know you don't do all the football. Y'all
put one in the chat if y'all can hear me.
This offseason with the additions made.
Definitely heading the right direction. Real excited with coaching staff. Real excited, you know, with opportunities we have in draft. I mean, again, this is Mickey's, question, more so than my question. But I know he's excited. I know, speaking of Dennis, he's really excited about the direction of the team and where we're headed. And we'll see where we go. We're feeling confident.
As a front office and someone that's, you know, obviously involved in the finances, how much do you guys focus on, like, the salary cap and having a clean cap and, you know, not having to maybe restructure so many contracts every year?
Well, I mean, I think it's obviously that stuff's important. But the reality of it is, since I've been here, there's never been an opportunity that we haven't been able to take advantage of from the finance standpoint. So, you know, there's ways to work around the cap or ways to manage the cap. And Mickey has always been able to do that along with Kai Harley. And they do an outstanding job. So, you know, they're going to take advantage of every opportunity that's out there, take advantage of every opportunity for us to win the Super Bowl. And that's ultimately what we're trying to accomplish. That's what they're trying to accomplish. So, yes, there's things in the fans and media talk about cleanup and where you are over the cap. But again, luckily through Mr. Benson and certainly through Mrs. Benson, they and she has given us the resources to build a good team, and that's what we will continue to do and do it within, you know, the parameters of the cap and again take advantage of every opportunity we can.
You know, everyone wants to win, and with the playoffs not being three, like, does she ever express frustration at all, or how is she kind of as like an owner?
Well, I think sometimes we forget that this league, yeah, new leagues, but particularly this league, is really focused on parity, you know, and it's very difficult to be in the Super Bowl every year. Now,
all right, you saying y'all can't hear him, fam? I mean, some people can hear him, some people can't. Let me see if I can run it back right here. Y'all put it, I don't know why some people can't hear. Y'all can hear. Y'all put one in the chat if y'all can hear. I know it's kind of low, man. I'm trying to turn it up right now. But y'all put one in the chat if y'all can hear, man. I'm going to try to replay him to see if what's going on. All right. Okay. Myron says he can't hear him. Look like a bunch of people can hear him, man. Okay. Rocking. Everybody said they can hear him. Okay. I'm Myron. I don't know, bro. I don't know what's going on, but everybody said they can hear him, man. Let me try to run him back.
But I'll say this. Consistently, time after time after time, you can continue to hear that New Orleans is at the top of the list of cities where people want to come. And sponsors want to come. The media want to come. Obviously, fans want to come. You know, the New Orleans Saints continue to be one of the biggest draws for visiting fans. Other teams see that. So it's a great game for the city, great opportunity for the city. And look, this hospitality is what we do. We do it well, and I think we're going to continue to be in that rotation.
Now, football-wise, I know you don't do all the football stuff, but how do you see this franchise going this offseason with the additions made? And
definitely heading the right direction. Really excited.
All right, let me stop it right there. You heard the reporter said that he asked him a question, and I've been saying this for a long time, that I know you don't do the football stuff. I don't do here. This is Mickey Loomis's boss, is what I'm trying to tell y'all. This is Mickey's boss. And they asked him, this man is a businessman. He's a businessman. The top football mind in the building is Mickey Loomis. And what I'm saying is, I don't have a problem with Dennis Lucia. Well, then again, I do have a problem with Dennis Lucia. And the problem is, he don't know enough about the football side of it, because when asked the question about, that's right, yeah, Jack said he's an accountant. This is a businessman. If Big Q and the Sports Coma want to have the Saints to be the official or some chicken restaurant, let's see, I'm selling chicken, Q's Chicken, and I want my banners in the Superdome, this is who I talk to. You know, if you want a business deal with the Saints, this is who you talk to. He goes over the books and tell Gail what time it is. And like I said, let me spin what he says, because I ain't going to play all of this. I just want to play what he says about Mickey Loomis. This is Mickey Loomis's boss, and pretty much gives a report card on what Mickey Loomis is doing and Dennis is doing. Let's play it, and then I'm going to stop it.
I'm real excited with coaching staff, real excited, you know, with the opportunities we have in draft. I mean, again, this is Mickey's question, more so than my question, but I know he's excited. I know. Speaking of Dennis, he's really excited about the direction of the team and where we're headed. And we'll see where we go. But we're feeling confident.
As a front office and someone that's, you know, obviously involved in the finances, how much do you guys focus on, like, the salary cap and having a clean cap and, you know, not having to maybe restructure so many contracts?
Well, I mean, I think it's obviously that stuff's important. But the reality of it is, since I've been here, there's never been an opportunity that we haven't been able to take advantage of from the finance standpoint. So, you know, there's ways to work.
That's not necessarily the truth. Not opportunity you can be able to take advantage of. I won't say that's the truth. So,
around the cap or ways to manage the cap. And Mickey has always been able to do that along with Guy Harley. And they do an outstanding job. So, you know, they're going to take advantage of every opportunity that's out there, take advantage of every opportunity for us to win the Super Bowl. I mean, that's ultimately what we're trying to accomplish. That's what they're trying to accomplish. And so, yes, there's things in fans and media talk about cleanup and where you are over the cap. But again, we've, you know, luckily through Mr. Benson and certainly through Mrs. Benson, they and she has given us the resources to build a good team, and that's what we will continue to do and do it within, you know, the parameters of the cap, and again, take advantage of every opportunity we can.
You know what? Everyone wants to win, and with no, like, with the playoffs not being three, like, does she ever express frustration at all, or how is she kind of as, like, an owner?
Well, I think sometimes we forget that this league, but particularly this league, is really focused on parity, you know, and it's very difficult to be in the Super Bowl every year. Now, we're seeing that with one team in our league, and we've seen it with another team in our league over the last decade, but the reality of it is, it's still difficult, and it's a building process, and again, I think we continue to focus on, you know, how we can be successful, continue to do well, knowing that there might be hiccups along the way. But, I mean, again, I think it's important. Never forget, though, that stability is important. I think having a long-term plan is important. I think we talked about having the opportunity to take advantage of various, you know, various opportunities that present themselves. I mean, you know, as long as we can be in that position, then I think, you know, we'll have, you know, success. And that's the way we've been over the last, you know, 15 or so years. More than that. Gosh, it's almost 20 years. So anyway, we'll keep on building on that.
You guys are taking camp to...
Let me stop it right there, man. Dennis Lucia gives me politician vibes. Like, you could take Dennis Lucia and make him the lieutenant governor. He's definitely he was schooled in the politician school, man. He could literally be a politician. I can see him in the red team talking about policies of the government. this is definitely politician vibes. But it's political. It's empty jargon. It's just empty jargon. And I'm not disparaging these guys. But what I'm saying is, one of the family members said, Q, we need a John Lynch. Yeah, shout out to you, Trey. Trey says we need a John Lynch type. Yes, you do. We do. And will you ever get that type of general manager? Because Dennis Lucia would be the guy that ultimately would see if there was an issue with Mickey Loomis, and he wouldn't have to make a determination. His own words he just spoke about and gave Mickey Loomis a flowing grade. Are y'all wrong for that? Y'all No, Dennis Lucia does not look like Peter Griffin. Cut it out, man. Stop it. Stop it, Reginald. Cut it out, brother. That is not Peter Griffin, man. That guy way too smart to be Peter Griffin. But anyway, you're wrong for that, brother. You're wrong. All right. But the thing I realize about this whole situation is, man, listen. We're going to see, man. That's all I got to say. The Saints have been very successful over a long time. And it's time. It's some changing. It's definitely changes coming.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.